Back to order, and we'll go ahead and ask Dan to review the question.
Okay, I'm sorry, I've only got two copies. I'll make the other commissioners available if they like.
Oh, that's fine.
This is real quick research on this, but what I found was that it was 40 acres were divided off, 5.67 acres out of 40 acres plus land easement. And both were surveyed. It was divided into track A and track B, which would be normal for a subdivision. Does meet all state codes. However, this goes back to the argument that we've had in our office that we need to see everything that goes through recorder's office before it's recorded. So it was not named as a subdivision. It does not hold a subdivision name. You know, what we see happens here is you hire a surveyor, you hire a lawyer to do this for you. And if I was to do this without the knowledge I've gained here, I would accept that they knew what they were doing. It would be done correctly. So according to state statutes, it is correct. The only thing that I could see that might be missing is it was not named a subdivision, but that should have been up to the surveyor or the lawyer that wrote it, in my opinion. Any questions?
Questions of Dan?
What's he talking about?
You brought up the issue of my home and the dividing of land, and he's trying to answer it for you.
Oh, I asked if you lived in a subdivision.
That's right, sir.
And he's saying that it was not.
It was divided off properly according to state statutes. It was recorded by the survey correctly. It was divided in track A, track B, which is correct. A subdivision was not named for it, but that's a process that when it goes, you can take anything to recorder and recorder can record it. Without it coming through us first, you know, we have no idea whether it was or not. And what I was alluding to that, you know, general public, if you hire a surveyor and a lawyer to do this for you, you think everything's done correctly. So the only thing that's really missing here is no, there was not a subdivision name applied to it, basically. Am I correct, Mr. Yeah,
yes, sir. This, as you came to us and we told you what you needed to do as far as your splitting your property for a minor subdivision, you got the information from us, you went to your surveyor, you got him, called it, I don't remember what we even called it, but called it this something minor subdivision, and we went through that process and signed it off. Mr. Pendle has hired a surveyor, and they've gone through their process, and they have presented him with a plat of survey. They have done in accordance with state statute, identified the properties, everything like that. He's taken it to Mr. Dixon. Mr. Dixon has recorded that, and he's proceeded on. We would not have seen that in our office. There's a lot of things that we don't see in our office. According to state statute, he is in agreement. Had he contacted our office, we would have had a plat, different type of plat, as you know, and I believe Mr. Strophus, you've seen those plats too, mm-hmm. and everything. And we would have suggested a different course of action. We have people in our office all the time. We suggest that, and they go out and do what they want, and then we have people that follow that and everything, and it keeps their property a lot cleaner and a lot neater, and we have better records of it. So, anyway. Mr. Pendle's property and everything. So it is not named as a subdivision. We recognize those splits happen. If you'll remember in March of last year, came before you. We were talking about an ordinance because Mr. Dixon believes that that it would benefit the county if we kind of plugged a hole saying that when you bring me a document that has to do with a lot split, at least I need to sign off on planning and zoning that you know, it's got its proper frontages and accesses, that kind of thing like that. In this situation, we wouldn't see those. We wouldn't see any warranty deeds or anything like that. So, and right now, we still have that. It happens every day, or at least every week.
More shit by legals or mets and bounds with the description.
Yeah. A lot of times, when the parcel hits 40 acres and it's split, where everything's going, or any part of that parcel is going under 40 acres, the state statute requires survey, but we see people splitting 5-acre tracks into 2.5-acre tracks and doing by meets and bounds. And
happens every day.
Happens on a regular basis, yes, sir. So, that's what's going on.
Other questions? Okay. Thank you, Dan. What's next? Where are we going to go?
Residential, I hope.
Well, I guess my question is, are we satisfied with an R1, R3, and R5?
I am.
I am too. I think because we are, I don't know if we should be taking votes or not. That's my question.
The process here, gentlemen, as far as I can tell, just so we're on the same page, know where we're going. And I'm glad Mr. Paulson's here, but what I can read and gather is anytime there's going to be any changes made to our code book, whether we're changing the whole code book or, you know, whatever we're doing, the recommendation has to come from the Planning and Zoning Board to the County Commission, and then the County Commission votes on it, and if they choose to enact that, then we record it and go on from there.
So what we're doing is, prior to it going to the Planning and Zoning Board, the Commission is trying to help out to bring whatever is going to go before the board, and they can change it before they recommend it back to you.
Right. So what we're doing here is basically
narrow down,
creating some stuff that you're going to have me take to my board and said, we want you to consider this as changes to the current Taney County Development Guidance Code. They may take it and change some things in it. And if they do, we're going to highlight it. We're going to bring it back to you.
Fine.
You may take it then and go, we're going to change this. It may go back and forth for several times. Planning and Zoning is going to post that as public hearings, changes to code book. We've got some very strict requirements on that.
Sure.
And how that's done. Once they're all satisfied, we'll send this to you as a recommendation, and you're all satisfied, let's proceed forward with that. That's when you would then open this up again, I think, at the end of phase three of the contract to go on.
I'd like to suggest, because the issue of voting came up early in this meeting today, that we hadn't, voted to do anything last time we met, I'd like to make a motion I'll entertain a motion that we take R1, R3, and R5, and the A1 that we discussed last week as a proposal for the Planning and Zoning Commission to discuss.
Bob, that would be in proper order?
Yeah.
To make a recommendation? I mean, we're making basically a recommendation.
A recommendation.
They're supposed to make the recommendations to you, but what you're doing is you're adding a step where you guys are making the recommendation to them for their recommendation to you.
And unfortunately,
it seems a little odd.
I think state statute prohibits them making a recommendation. I could be wrong. To make a change, I can take it to them and everything. As we worked on this, I don't
think there's anything that specifically prohibits it, but the system that's set up entails them making recommendations to you.
Right.
And
could we just not? I mean, one way to do it is just a verbal, if you support it or don't support it.
I mean, basically, are you acting as the county commission here? Or are you acting as a subcommittee of appointed? By, if there was a subcommittee appointed by planning and zoning, three commissioners could be on that subcommittee. And
Doug Fabian's got something for us.
Yes, I'd like to clarify just one thing Eddie said a while ago about the state statute. Surveyors are required. Anytime there is a new parcel created that hasn't been created before, we are required by statute to have that surveyed and recorded. That's just the statute. Now then, and he said anything under 40 acres had to be surveyed. That's right if you can't break it down into the PLSS land survey system. So you can have 10 acres and it'd be a quarter of a quarter. And then you can have 5 acres that can be half of that. That is using the land survey system that was set up by years and years ago that we go by. So anything less than 40 acres that cannot be described that way has to be surveyed. So that clarifies that part of it. Now, there is nothing in our book of regulations that say we have to name every minor subdivision.
No.
So that's the reason yours didn't have a name, Chuck. But it went through the proper channels and it got recorded.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Okay. How about we ask that the minutes show that we, help us out, Bob. How do we take, make a, nail down what we've talked about and...
Or does Chuck just say, hey, I like R1, R3, R5, and I say I like R1, R3, and R5, and we ask Danny what if he likes it or not.
So that and,
asking me how we do a process for something that's not contemplated in the statutes. And what I would say is it's not going to have any legal effect anyway. I mean, basically what you're doing is making a recommendation to the Planning and Zoning Board. It would be better if there were a subcommittee appointed by the Planning and Zoning Board that had the three of you on it. But if the three of you are going to make recommendations, it might be that you just have a consensus of the planning and of the county commission concerning what the district should be. And this is for the formulation of what's going to go before planning and zoning. And your motions have no legal effect. The only thing that's being affected is what goes into the document.
We do have a good representation of the...
it's hard to get an answer.
We have a good representation of how
we can have something positive come out of this.
You can make motions and...
these aren't binding.
No, but you can make motions and pass them and have that be the recommendation. I don't like that. I mean, I don't know that that's great form given that it's in the state statutes. You can also do a consensus of the three of you and do it that way. I would prefer that you do it that way, but if you want to make the motions to clarify things, go for it.
It's not a motion, and a consensus is basically posing the question. Yeah.
You just would say, we want you to take this.
Are you for this, Chuck? Are you for this, Jim? Are you for this, Danny? Okay, mark that down over there. But if you want actual motions of the county commission, that's fine.
I don't want to break statute. I see Eddie was shaking his head no, and Bob,
I don't know that you're breaking statute, but you're adding a step that really you shouldn't.
Okay, let's just not do it that way, though.
I mean, you can just, like you said.
Eddie, I'm for 1, 3, and 5 residential.
Okay.
I think Chuck's...
Frank, comment?
I believe we're here today because planning and zoning hit a high hurdle that we couldn't jump over. All of planning and zoning was invited to this meeting. They're well aware of it. They were informed of it. And they're expecting some type of help,
recommendation
from the commission. So I don't know if we need to go through legal motions and voting, but... Planning and zoning is fully expecting for us to go through a process and come up with recommendations for them to move forward.
I don't care how you do it. It's not contemplated in the statute that this occur, that the county commission get involved prior to planning and zoning, but I don't care how you do it. I mean, whatever you think is most effective.
It's my intention that eventually all this is going to them. It's just a matter of when you want it to go, and if you say take this part of it to your next meeting, we don't meet again until June.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to not have a motion on the books, but basically just pose the question to you can pose the question to both Danny and myself, and we can say yes or no.
James?
I got one more comment. If you agree on 1, 3, and 5, those are numbers in the numerical system for the United States of America, would you please somebody in these minutes or something, get them to the public on what they stand for. So if you have somebody besides me with intelligent comment step up here, that they understand what they are talking about. 1, 3, 5. Thank you.
Okay. Of course, you guys have a draft document before you, and we can read. R1 is single family residential. R3 is multifamily residential. And R5 deals with manufactured and RV parks. We do have this draft document. I'm supposing that if anybody would like a copy of that, we would make that available to them. That would be my guess.
Okay. Minnie.
I'm sorry, I'm not up on statutes and all of this stuff as I should be, but does all of this, after you go through this and do all the planning and everything and changes, will it go back to the public for a public vote?
Yeah, not a public vote. There will be public hearings that are required as a step. Once it's recommended, there's a process set up by statute, and there will have to be meetings, public meetings, in each township regarding this.
So, even though the public may be opposed to certain parts of it, you can go ahead and pass it.
The public,
the commission.
Wait. The public has a right to vote on planning and zoning. They did so in 1966 and brought it in. And then three more times, 1979, 80, 81, I might be off on by 1 year, but there were votes to do away with planning and zoning. And all three times it failed, and each time it failed by more of an amount. So the public has already voted that they want planning and zoning. That's their vote. Now it's up to the, according to the statute, the process is that the Planning and Zoning Commission will, actually it's a zoning commission that's set up, okay? And the Planning and Zoning Commission can be the Planning Commission. And they come up with what they're going to do and how they're going to district the area. And then they go out and they have public hearings, and there's certain notices required by the statute in each and every township. And then after that, it goes from Planning and Zoning to the commission, and it either gets approved or turned down. So there is an option for the public to get involved with these public meetings. However, they've already voted as to whether they're going to have planning and zoning. They don't get to vote on which district is where.
But that's what I'm asking. If there's major changes, then there is no vote by the public itself. Just the town hall meetings, we'll call them.
Yes, that's correct, ma'am.
Is that correct, Bob?
There's no public vote on this code book. No, there is
not. No, there is not.
The Planning Commission
correct.
Board will make the determination because they represent each township. That's how they're set up.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah. But I just wanted to be sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're 100% correct.
All right. What's next?
My understanding is then that I will present this to our board, these four districts here. The agricultural, the three residential districts, in the form that we have it. My guess is that we're going to assume, or we're going to ask the board to kind of flesh that out a little bit more to apply the parts of the code book that already exist, or are we just going to look at this and say this is the district we want, and that's the way it's presented to you today, I guess is what I'm saying.
If I caught what Bob's saying, it's their responsibility to do that and send it back to us. So, but I think it would be fine for you to say that, yes. Is that right?
All we're trying to accomplish right now is just the approval of the districts we're going to use.
Right.
Okay, that's all we need.
Eddie, a simple question. Is your P&Z board going to do that, or is your subcommittee going
to
do that?
No, that'll have to go before the P&Z board.
Okay.
And what we present is that these are the districts that we want to use.
So, you see if I got this right, that happens, they'll make a recommendation to the county commission. It'll come to us, and we, the county commission, can or should have a public hearing on that issue. Nope. See, Bob frowning.
Again, I'd have to look at the statutes. I don't believe you have a public hearing at that time. No. I think the public hearings are held in each township. I mean, there's nothing to keep you from attending any of those township meetings. I mean, you don't have a role in those other than, later on you'll be voting. But those hearings are held so that the public can have their input, and they have the input at the public hearings.
I guess what I'm saying is this is just one step of the process.
Correct.
What step does the public, are we going to notify the public?
We will
Here's an opportunity for you to talk about these issues.
We will put this on our agenda, but if I understand the process we're going through correctly, and we've got several more districts to go through, we're just going to see if the planning board is okay with the districts that we've got here and make a recommendation that that's the district that you pursue as you go forward with this. The same thing with the other districts that we've got coming up. And once they are in agreement with you that they think these are the districts to pursue, then this process that has already been begun will continue to go further, flesh this out, and define whatever you're going to define there. But right now we're just trying to set the districts, and we want to make sure that planning, and you're shaking your head no.
Well, no, it's just the districts that you have the public hearings on. The code itself could be changed, you know, they make a recommendation at their next meeting if they've done proper notice, and then they give it to you and you can approve it. I mean, there's the code is not the issue, although it could be with some people. The only reason you have the public hearings is to set the zoning districts. That's what the statute says.
We will advertise. Well,
and we can research the proper form. I mean, we're not there yet. The next meeting we'll have to talk about is commercial and industrial, and the I think you proposed an overlay district. So that'll be the next meeting.
And that's next
By
week.
Then, maybe we can have some direction on what the next process after that is of the public hearings.
And no one's saying you can't involve the public anytime you want.
Right. Public's always welcome to every one of our meetings. James, if you were to, you asked for definitions, what R1, R3, and R5, I tore off the top parts of what we were, that we've kind of worked on the definitions. I was going to make copies at the break, at the end of this, so that, and I'll give one to Jan and whoever else wants one. So at least from a basic definition, what I'm operating, when I say R1, there's a brief description. It doesn't give businesses in the, you know, conditional use. We're not to that stage yet. All it is a basic definition, which we all have at the top of our paper. So this is what I'm operating off of when I just have a basic understanding and definition of what those districts would entail.
P&Z members, you've got this copy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm operating on. So,
Eddie, are you going to make sure that all P&Z ends up with this copy?
Yes, sir. They'll get this in their packet for June. We'll also have copies there, and it will be posted on our agenda.
Right.
They're going to talk about this.
But will you pre-mail that to them so they have?
Yeah, yes, sir. They get it 15 days before.
They don't end up with a big group of things that they all got to consider at one time. They go through it like we have here. So,
We've all got a shot on our soapbox. I'd like to take another shot on mine, and that is, I thank Bob for answering Minnie's question. Good question. I think you did a good job of answering it. We have the county, Tenney County has voted on planning and zoning. As Sean was speaking a while ago, I remembered an issue that was before the Planning and Zoning Commission this Monday. The Tiger Sanctuary is before the Planning and Zoning Commission once again. Third or fourth time they've tried a different piece of property, one of them in Stone County. It was commented that one of the other times in Taney County this project was proposed right across the road from a nice residential subdivision. The public came in, as they do many, many times in planning and zoning. Chase a quick rabbit. Those of you that don't come, you ought to come to planning and zoning more than once, because I think you'd be pleased with what you see. I am. But anyway, I see that's why the people want planning and zoning. They don't want a tiger sanctuary next to a large residential subdivision. And I think the process worked well. Those members here, I brag on you guys. Thank you for serving. Because, there's times where you've got two groups of people. In that Tiger Sanctuary, we had a developer and then the neighborhood. But sometimes it's two neighborhoods. And anyway, some you mentioned you and Bob had heated discussions, Danny, a while ago. Sometimes there's heated discussions in planning and zoning, and our chairman, Ms. Kleinfelter, does a wonderful job. Eddie leads us well. I didn't know I was going to brag on everybody. But anyway, I think there's a good reason and a need for planning and zoning, and the people have asked for it, so we got to keep hammering this out. Other opportunity, we got a 10 o'clock, and I don't know what that's about. Is that time sensitive?
No, we can take a break, and I want to make copies for everyone, so in case someone wants to leave.
Does anybody else want a chance at their box? Want to take a break?
Yeah. And we'll see you next Wednesday morning as it stands right now.
Okay.
At the same time to go over the last few districts there.
Thank you guys for being here and helping. We'll recess and come back here in a couple of minutes.